This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Resource Center. I'm Audrey Raj. And even though it's not the last Tuesday of the month, we have our friends from Open Minds Resources with us. Jan Wong and Celine Ting are in the house. And as promised, as advertised, we're going to be talking about Facebook's Libra. But before that, we're talking about WhatsApp first.
Yes, we're talking about WhatsApp. So everyone knows WhatsApp is currently under Facebook. If you don't know, WhatsApp has a WhatsApp status. So it's similar to Insta stories, Facebook stories.
But it's not that widely used,
no,
right?
No, not at the moment. There are people who are using it, which is quite interesting, but it's not as widely used as obviously Instagram or Facebook at the moment. Mm-hmm. But Facebook is kind of changing that a little bit. So they're allowing people to actually be, you are able to kind of post. So what you're posting on WhatsApp, you're able to actually share on your Facebook page with just a click of a button. So before that, you can't actually cross-share whatever your stories are or messages are on your WhatsApp status onto Facebook or Gmail or Instagram. But right now, Facebook is basically enabling that for WhatsApp. So you can actually, with a click of a button, have the same story on your WhatsApp on your Facebook page.
So it's an opt-in kind of process.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of talk about data privacy and security for Facebook. So people are a bit iffy about it when they hear about this update. But Facebook is assuring people that you are not actually linking your accounts together. They are actually using a iOS and Android API that allows app sharing, which means that so when it's on your phone, especially if you have WhatsApp and you have Facebook, you can kind of share, interlink and share whatever stories that you have on your WhatsApp onto your Facebook page.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There's another update on custom audiences.
Mm-hmm. So the custom audiences tool, especially for the reach estimates, was actually taken off Facebook about a year ago because of this whole security issue as well. Mm. So people kind of noticed that there's a vulnerability with this feature. So what happened was that people found out that with this reach estimate tool, you can actually figure out who the people are. So their data, the information about the audience, because it's a custom audience, you can pick and choose very specifically, and it's also very targeted. Mm-hmm. So people found out that you can actually find out who these people are, the information of these people, and obviously that is a breach of their privacy.
Right.
So once Facebook was notified, they kind of took it off. And they're actually releasing it again with more security measure and allowing marketers to actually go into reach estimates for custom audience.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So from a marketer's point of view, you know, I understand with the cross-platform messaging on stories, WhatsApp status and Facebook stories, you know, it would just make it easier for businesses to leverage on one platform and get the best of the other as
yes.
well, right?
Yes, very that. So I think with WhatsApp Business coming up, and I think obviously, if you have WhatsApp Business, you most probably have a Facebook page. So it just makes it easier for your messages to be across. You just need a click of a button, and you don't have to post one. You don't have to, basically, you don't have to take two steps. It's just one step, and you can post your message and send your message across to your consumers. Plus, if let's say your consumers are different on both platforms, so the audience is probably different on WhatsApp and also different on Facebook, it makes it easier. You might reach potential new customers or new people on both different platforms.
All right. Mm-hmm. And for the reach estimates on custom audiences, other than it being more targeted for marketers now, any other benefits of bringing this back?
I think it's just really more targeted. I think a lot of businesses, I don't think it affected a lot of marketers very much. It's just that obviously with reach estimate, it gives you a better understanding of your ad and what your bidding activity. So if you're bidding for your ads and if you're buying ads, this reach estimates allow you to kind of check and see, okay, this is the amount of money I want to put in. Is this the amount of people that I want to reach, right? Better than, I don't know who I'm reaching. I don't know who I'm targeting. I think I'm reaching this amount of people, but I'm not very sure. So marketers don't have to keep coming back to check and see if their ads are working or not. Not saying you shouldn't check. You still should check your ads, but you know, they don't have to keep coming back and forth just to see if their bidding activity is going okay on their Facebook ads. But right now, they can actually see the estimate and kind of gauge whether this is the amount of money they want to put in.
All right. Okay, and speaking of money, we will be spending money in a very different way. We might not even be able to feel the money in our hands anymore.
Yep.
And Facebook wants to kickstart that process with their own cryptocurrency called Libra.
Libra, exactly. Yeah. I think Libra has, upon announcement of Libra, many have debated it. Even up till today, they're still debating it. I mean, whether it should be regulated by who, there's whole this debacle about this. But we won't cover this in today's session. Yeah. So I think Libra is going to be very interesting because if you look at cryptocurrency in general, there are a lot out there, right? You have the Ethereum, you have the Bitcoin, and so on and so forth. These are just two out of thousands out there. I think one of the main reasons why a lot of consumers aren't really confident in some of these existing cryptocurrencies is that they fluctuate a lot in terms of prices. Mm-hmm. And you literally can't see them, like who is Bitcoin, who is Ethereum, you know. And of course, there are some other cryptocurrencies that they have their own projects running. But let's face it, there's no project as great so far as how Facebook has done it.
Yeah, so that's the thing, right? I mean, even with Bitcoin, with Ethereum, with Ripple and all, it promotes transparency because of blockchain.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't really see what's happening, can we?
Exactly.
You know? So that's a conundrum by itself.
Mm-hmm.
And with Facebook, do you think that the main purpose is them trying to bring mainstream cryptocurrency?
Well, in what they say, yes. I think Facebook has always been in the business of trying to bring people together to create a more connected ecosystem, which is why they're on Messenger, WhatsApp, and then all these different social media platforms. I think one area to help them close the loop is actually to be able to handle their own currency and transactions rather than going through by cash. In fact, in our previous digital marketing updates, we've always talked about how Facebook is trying to bring e-commerce into their platform and they're trying to use transactions and all that. But of course, being Facebook, they're in so many different countries, currency would be a huge headache.
Right.
So for them to move into their own cryptocurrency, I think that makes a lot of sense to them as an organization. In fact, for them, this is probably a very necessary step for them to take a step closer into becoming a super app that's based in the US to rival against the Asian counterparts, which is WeChat.
So just like you said, Jan, as much as Facebook says that it is trying to connect people and do things for the community, mm-hmm. this is, you know, them developing their own currency that would greatly help themselves too.
Definitely.
But why would someone like you and me want to use Libra?
I think one of the main reasons why we aren't using some of these cryptocurrencies, again, is because of the how volatile some of these coins are. Today, it could be at its high, the next hour it could be at its lowest, yeah. You know, and then if you're holding that sum of coins, you're just going to regret,
go through that roller coaster.
Exactly. I mean, somewhat like what happened with Bitcoin in the recent months,
yeah.
Right? You see how it really rose and how it drops. So how Facebook's trying to battle that is to classify itself as what they call a stable coin. Right, so a stable coin means that it's usually pegged to a physical asset, but unlike other coins out there, Facebook tends to peg it to multiple assets. So we're looking at bank deposits, government securities in multiple currencies so that this will prevent price fluctuations. And what they're trying to do is to start a value, although they haven't determined a set value, but they're trying to start it close to the US dollar or the euro so that people get a real feel of how much a coin is worth and they're able to transact better. Then I think this will also help give us consumers a little bit more confidence knowing how much exactly we are transacting. Because I think Bitcoin, right, if I'm going to give you one coin, this one coin could mean 1,000 right now and 200 a
next
day
month.
After.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, or even a day after, exactly. So, but if following what Libra is trying to do, this in theory shouldn't happen unless there's major fluctuations in the few major currencies they're trying to peg themselves to. I think that also brings in the kind of peace of mind. But I think one thing that also motivates consumers to take on this Libra coin is that if you look at even Malaysia right now, a lot of us are quite accustomed to e-wallets these days.
Mm.
And although we can't really see cryptocurrency, to be honest, we can't really see what's being spent in our e-wallets. We just send money to our friends or we scan and just pay via QR code and everything just deducted from our bank account. It's actually a lot more convenient than credit cards to a certain extent. And as consumers continue to get used to this cashless environment, Facebook Libra would probably just be seen as another currency that people are willing to spend and build on.
So do you see it being used very similarly that way? Like you want something and you want to purchase it on the platform, you just go ahead and use the Libra coins that you have in your wallet to pay for it. It's as simple as that?
It's as simple as that. In fact, because it's going to be built on the Facebook ecosystem, this means that if you're a business and you're able, if you're running, let's say, an e-commerce store through Facebook, people will be able to pay you in Libra. If you're on Messenger or WhatsApp, you're able to send money through Libra as well. So everything is stored within the e-wallet of Facebook. And I think what makes it what will make it even more enticing, and I'm sure they'll do it, they'll probably throw in some sort of a promotion, some sort of a cashback to entice people to go on the platform. And I mean, if they have over 2 billion users around the world, I'm sure they'll, even if you talk about 10% picking this up, there's quite a sizable number supporting this payment system.
I just have one question though, you know, because we know Facebook for what it is, and over the past maybe year or so, you know, we've really begun to learn a lot more about how things work behind the scenes, you know, with data privacy issues, you know, sharing personal information. Why would we trust them as a financial payment platform? I mean, I understand that they have partners that they're working with as well, but no banks, right, in partnership with them at the moment?
Yes, but I think one of the saving grace is that they are going to run it on a blockchain. So blockchain being a technology itself is decentralized, unless they kind of build a backdoor to it, which they shouldn't. I guess we'll find that out in the future. But on paper, that shouldn't happen because of blockchain technology is decentralized. There should be multiple people, you and me, being able to validate what's going on the blockchain and the transactions, the data that's being passed through. As such, it should be secure and kept out of what Facebook has access to.
All right. And so start of 2020 is what we hear.
That's what we hear, exactly.
Yes, but do you think that we as Malaysians and, you know, Malaysian marketers would be able to jump in as soon as get-go?
To be honest, I don't think so. We'll probably hear the news, of course, and this will be heavily transacted maybe in the US region. As per every Facebook update, it will probably take a while before it's widely adopted. I mean, I'm sure we will still be able to get our hands on Libra coins via different methods. But for it to be officially implemented into our version of the apps, I mean, namely our Facebook app, our WhatsApp, or our Messenger within this region, that could probably take some time. But being such a global rollout, I'm sure they wouldn't miss out of this this part of the region.
Right. And as merchants, as marketers, as business owners, you know, what can we look forward to with the introduction of Libra? Let's end on a positive note here.
Yes, I think one of the biggest advantage for businesses is that, especially for smaller companies or smaller businesses that rely a lot of cash transactions, actually, this could very much help them because this will eliminate the need. I mean, no offense towards banks out there, but this will actually eliminate the need for them to actually go through the process of starting up a bank, going to register for a company. They're able to transact on small amounts, especially, let's say, if you're really starting something on the side, you don't want to go through a hassle of starting up. This could be a very good starting point. In fact, Facebook calls it the unbank. Yeah, so you can actually bypass having a bank and you can just rely on Libra to perform your business.
All right. Thank you so much, Jen. Thank you, Celine. Thanks for compiling these updates and making them fun and digestible for us. And I've been speaking with Jen Wong and Celine Ting from Open Minds Resources. Now, for the latest on digital marketing, go visit the Open Minds website at openmindsresources.com, or you can catch up on our digital marketing podcast on the BFM website, bfm.my, the BFM app. And you can also find us on Spotify. Just search for Digital Marketing Updates. My name is Audrey Raj, and on behalf of Jan Wong and Celine Ting from Open Minds Resources, thank you for listening to Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.